Then, of course, there's the global death rate. And these global death rates, they don't make any freaking sense. Let me explain. So, barring any unforeseen circumstances, such as a pandemic or some kind of revolutionary cure for a common yet deadly illness that kills many people, the global death rate tends to remain fairly consistent, fairly constant from year to year, with some growth each year due to the fact that the global population itself grows each and every year. But the growth of that death rate remains fairly consistent. That being the case, and that 2020 saw nothing revolutionarily good, but instead something horribly bad, like a supposed COVID pandemic, one would think that the global death rate would have gone up for the year 2020. And by the way, one would think it would have gone up a freaking lot, seeing as COVID supposedly accounted for an extra 4.2 million deaths globally in 2020. Let me say that again, an extra 4.2 million deaths globally on top of the normal growth you would see in the death rate, which is associated with global population growth. Yet, get this, there was no increase. Zero! No increase at all. Big fat zero! The vaccine was introduced in early December. I think it was December 3rd. So deaths for 2020 should have been significantly higher on a global scale in 2020 than in 2019, and also higher than in 2021, which is when the vaccine really started to get disseminated in vast quantities, which should have then reduced the death rate significantly in 2021 from 2020. Yet, this isn't reflected anywhere in the numbers. That's not even close to what occurred. So let's get into the numbers. Let's go down this rabbit hole and see where it takes us. In 2019, the global death rate was 7.579 per 1,000 people. In 2020, guess what it was? 7.612. So from 7.579 to 7.612. And in 2021, it was 7.645. It went up. After the vaccine was introduced? That's interesting. Yeah, that's right. The death rate went up after the non-vaccine experimental drug was distributed. Now, if 4.2 million deaths occurred in 2020 caused by the coronavirus, by COVID-19, then there should have been a dramatic decrease in deaths after the introduction of a working vaccine after this global pandemic, with all other things being equal. However, no such decrease occurred. Didn't happen. Instead, an increase occurred of the exact same percentage as the prior year, or near two, which accounts for the growth, again, in global population. There's no indication in the numbers of any pandemic anywhere at any time during 2020. Zero, none, nada. I cannot stress this enough. Let me explain something to you. A vaccine that should have driven the global death numbers down if COVID killed an extra 4.2 million the prior year, actually, the death numbers went up slightly. If there was a global pandemic that killed 4.2 million people, which is the official death toll for 2020 for COVID-19, then the death rate would have spiked in 2020, so you would have naturally seen a decrease in 2021, which did not occur. No spike of that nature exists for 2020. None. Where's the pandemic? Where's the pandemic? Now let's take a closer look at the numbers and you'll see that there was no pandemic. Didn't exist. It's a figment. It's made up. So the growth rate for the global death rate saw an increase of 0.440% in 2019. Now listen to this very carefully. This is where things get interesting. The global death rate also saw an increase of 0.440% 0.440% in 2020. Let me repeat that. 2019 saw an increase in the global death rate of 0.440% in 2019. And in 2020, it saw the exact same increase, like fucking clockwork. The exact same number. Totally and completely impossible if an extra 4.2 million people died globally that year. Yet, there's zero differential between the growth rates. None. None at all. And what statistically accounts for that growth rate is 100% based upon an increase in global population, nothing more. Where are these 4.2 million? That's impossible, by the way. Impossible unless the cold, the flu, and other unknown causes of death and many other illnesses simply vanished for 1 year or saw a significant reduction for no reason whatsoever so as to make room for this 4.2 million. So 4.2 million less people had to have died in 2020 from a plethora of other illnesses to then make room for the 4.2 million that supposedly died from COVID-19 for you to see no representation in the global death rate increase. That's not possible. That's very specific. So let me get this straight. In 2020, all these other illnesses took a vacation to the tune of 4.2 million less deaths. And then COVID just came in and filled that void with the same amount of deaths. What? Well, these are some smart viruses. Maybe they are racist, like the left is saying. So interesting. Oh, my God. Yeah. So for that to happen, all these other illnesses would have had to miraculously vanish, only to return in 2021. So interesting. Yet, no new breakthrough treatments occurred in 2020 for the cold, the flu, or any other illness that would make them reduced to the tune of 4.2 million to then be filled in by COVID deaths. No, they just went away. That's 100% impossible. Or so improbable, it beggars belief. You got better odds of winning 50 fucking Powerballs than this being the case, statistically speaking. So, what was the growth differential for the death rate for 2021? It was virtually the same as 2020. 0.430 instead of 0.440 for the first 6 months of this year. Oh, but you then might say, that's a drop in this. So the vaccine works. No, the year's only half over and winter hasn't happened yet, which is when the most deaths are going to occur. So looking at prior years at the same time, the differential is also lower by the same amount for the first 6 months of that year. And it ticks up by the end of the year. So by January 1st of 2022, the growth in global death rate will also be 0.440 for 2021 as well. There's no differential for 2019, 2020, 2021. Yet supposedly we're supposed to believe that there was a spike of 4.2 million additional global deaths on top of the normal 0.440 growth in the death rate that is totally completely unaccounted for and shows up nowhere. What? That is so impossible. That is not possible. There was no pandemic. The math proves it. No change. No drop in 2021. No spike in 2020. No differential after a global pandemic that supposedly occurred in 2020. A year which also saw no differential from the prior year in terms of an increase in the global death rate. COVID supposedly killed 4.2 million people in 2020. That's an increase of 0.525 per 1,000 in the global death toll, meaning that for 2020, the global death toll should have been 8.135 per 1,000, not 7.612. Where did that 0.5 people go? Where'd that half person per 1,000 go? Where is he? Holy shit. So let's get down to the brass tacks. Let's get down to nitty gritty fucking numbers. 60,896,000 people died in 2020 as opposed to 60,632,000 in 2019. That's an increase of 264,000 deaths globally from the prior year. 264,000. taking into account a solid growth rate of 0.440% for 2019 and 0.440% for 2020, there is no statistical variation between these 2 years, meaning there was no pandemic. There was no COVID pandemic. It never happened. I have proven it. I have proven conclusively there was no COVID pandemic. It did not happen. I've proven it. No one else has proven it. Nobody. Me. The realist philosopher. A rinky-dinky little channel on BitChute with less than 2,200 followers. Me, bitches. COVID-19 doesn't exist, people. It doesn't fucking exist. Doesn't exist. It was simply a reclassification of other illnesses. Otherwise, the deaths for 2020 would have been 65,096,000. Not the 60,896,000 it actually was. And by the way, if an extra 4.2 million deaths had occurred in 2020, the global death rate would have grown by 7.5%. Actually, 7.48%, but I'm just rounding it up. So it would have grown from 0.440% to 7.97%. Meaning an increase of 16 times of the prior year in the growth of the global death rate. I think that would be kind of fucking obvious. And you would see that in the numbers. A growth of 16 times is kind of fucking hard to miss. You come home and instead of having one TV on your wall, there's 16 fucking TVs. That's kind of hard to miss. Oh, let me say that again. The growth in global death rate has kept pace with population growth since the start of humanity and the recording of human history. Since the beginning of recorded history, barring pandemics. When pandemics occur, and if they're global, there's always a very large growth in the global death rate until the pandemic subsides. Until now. Until COVID, which bucked the rules somehow. And that didn't happen. The only way to achieve this is, again, to reclassify other illnesses as this pandemic. To take the flu, to take the cold, to take heart attacks, to take strokes, to take unidentified reasons, causes of death, and label them as COVID. Otherwise, the numbers will show up as a huge spike for that year or years, if it kills enough people. You know, like 4.2 million. 4.2 million more supposed deaths in a single year that should have driven the global death rate up roughly 7.5%. But there was zero change from the prior year in the growth of the global death rate. Zero! That's 100% impossible. Not possible. I'm telling you right now, you can do the research yourself. There's no 1%. There's no smidgen of a fraction of a 0.001 possibility. It's impossible! That's totally impossible if there was a pandemic that killed 4.2 million people. Utterly, completely impossible, and totally absurd. That's a fact. And facts don't care about your fucking feelings, and context doesn't matter either. 2 + 2 = 4. There's no context that could possibly make 4 or 5, you idiots. Math doesn't fucking care about your feelings. And 0.440% as opposed to 7.94%, big fucking difference. A difference is 16 fucking times. I have disproven the COVID pandemic. There is no fucking COVID. I have proven it. Proof. I am the realist philosopher, bitches. I am the prognosticator of all fucking prognosticators, motherfuckers. Do you need more proof to support my already infallible math? Well, okay, so be it. The CDC itself admits that 94% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. had two or more comorbidity factors, meaning that those people who supposedly died from COVID had two or more other health conditions, either of which by themselves could have resulted in the person's death. The only difference between these people who had two or more comorbidity factors and didn't die, and these people who did die and had two or more comorbidity factors, is that the people who died and had two or more comorbidity factors were labeled as COVID deaths. Oh, this big fat diabetic is being a little more careful about their diet, and it hasn't dropped dead yet, but when they do, they'll be labeled a COVID death. That's the only differential. Yeah. So 94% died from something else, and that something else was called COVID. The other 6% of deaths, well, they didn't know what killed those people. And in a year, you're going to have a certain percentage of the population that dies from unknown causes. COVID! They're also labeled as COVID, by the way. So they were killed by something else. Just about everybody that died from COVID, who has been labeled as dying from COVID, had other illnesses that could have and actually did kill them. And they were labeled as COVID deaths by hospitals. But why would hospitals do this, you might ask? Why would they label patients as having died from COVID who didn't die from COVID? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they were getting paid to do it. That's why. Let me explain. Hospitals receive $13,000 per patient who tests positive. $13,000. You go into an emergency room. They take a blood sample. They look at you. You know, they whack you on the knee. Your knee hops up. COVID! $13,000 in their pocket. You think I'm joking? No. Anybody that they label as having COVID, they get 13 grand. Just a blanket payment right there. They receive $35,000 per people put on a ventilator, which would, of course, incentivize them to put more people on ventilators. And as you know, thousands of people died from ventilators because it caused overpressurization of their lungs. But 35 grand, that's too tempting. Furthermore, and what is a less well-known number, is that if hospitals had someone who was labeled as a COVID patient die in their hospital, guess what? They didn't even need to die in the hospital. They could end up at the hospital. They could have died on the way to the hospital. They could have died in the fucking ambulance. The hospital gets $37,000 for each and every person that dies and just ends up in their hospital. It's a pretty good incentive to say they died from COVID. In addition, all hospitals were paid 20% extra above and beyond the standard Medicare rate to treat so-called COVID-infected patients. Every treatment, every medication, every drug, every man-hour was paid for by Medicare plus 20% of their normal rate by the government. If a patient was labeled as a COVID patient, their entire hospital stay covered plus 20%. Interesting. I see a lot of incentive to label a lot of people COVID patients. So, the sick bums, the homeless, the poor who couldn't pay anyone, and everyone who could be labeled COVID positive was labeled COVID positive, and hospitals made billions. Didn't matter what your socioeconomic status, you could be Cher, you could be Bill Gates, the government's paying for it, baby. Wow, that's great. Yep, all supposed COVID-infected people, rich or poor, young or old, could or couldn't pay, were covered by Big Daddy Uncle Sam. They got free treatment for their supposed COVID infections at an hourly rate at the enhanced Medicare rate of 20% above and beyond, plus 13K for people who were diagnosed as having COVID on top of their hourly Medicare cost, plus $35,000 to $39,000 for a ventilator in addition to the hourly operating cost of that ventilator and the nurse required to look after that patient, and of course, 37K per death. All profit was plus 20% every hour. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions worldwide. Still think COVID's real? You still think it's real? Oh, man. If an extra 4.2 million people died in 2020, people, then an equal or greater amount should not have died in 2021 post-vaccination. Yet that hasn't happened. The supposed increase of 4.2 million deaths in 2020 should have seen an equal or greater decrease in 2021. But we didn't see that, did we? Instead, what we saw was the continuance of the exact same trend we have seen for years, 0.440% for 2019, 2020, and 2021. No 7.5% increase for 2020 to represent the pandemic supposed death numbers. No decrease for 2021. Everything remained status quo. Again, not possible. Of course, you won't hear this from the mainstream media, who apparently can't do math or don't care to try, who are at this point nothing more than propaganda outlets for the government and big corporations. Listen to me, people. I hope you see now that you've been duped. If you didn't know this already, The government is not your friend. COVID does not exist. My math proved it 100%. That being the case, you might want to ask the question, why did this happen to begin with? Why is the government saying it exists? Why is it being pushed as a real pandemic? Why has it been pushed as genuine by most of the world's governments? Power, control, growth of the government, the shuttering of small businesses to benefit the large corporations. Are you aware that 70%+ of all small businesses in America have closed since 2020? Did you know that? No. Large corporations have doubled, even tripled their wealth. Did you know that? No. And they're going to get richer, by the way, the longer this whole pandemic continues. Because, you know, more of their competition is getting shut down and they get ever more of the market share. I mean, you, the consumer, with no options for your goods and services except the few existing businesses that remain, all owned by big corporate entities, will have no other choice but to shop there, to do your business there. And through those large corporations, the government will gain more power over you by having these private companies force you to do what the government itself cannot force you to do. And again, you'll have no options because most, if not all, small businesses will be gone. And of course, these private businesses can make you do what they want you to do because, hey, it's a private business, right? This has all been about regaining the power of the presidency, centralizing ever more power into ever fewer hands. It's been about getting you used to loss of bodily autonomy. It's been about acclimating you to not think as an individual, but as a member of a collective. It's been about getting you to care more for the so-called welfare of others than you do for your own. All the while, the entity that has killed more people than any illness in history, that being government, grows bigger and more powerful and stronger by the day. And people allow this for fear of being branded an evil person who killed grandma and only cares about themselves. Pandemics like this are a wonderful way of pitting us against each other, of dividing people, which is what you get before the conquering phase. Only in this case, the people in question are conquering themselves, and they're doing so gladly, and not only that, they're paying for their own conquering. Gladly, it seems. It's all very simple, really, if the media only told you the truth, or you searched for the truth yourself, and did the math, and didn't trust the government so much. When governments have killed 250 million people in the past 100 years alone. That alone should give you pause. That's more deaths than any pandemic, any illness, any disease. Government, that's the real pandemic. And you need to fear that more than any other, not give it more power over your life.